1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Section A. 1. The summer camp begins on June 23rd.
Oh, so there is one after all.
Question. What did the woman think? 2. Hi, I would like to talk to Mr. Smith, please.This is James Bond from the Office of Human Resources.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bond. Mr. Smith has a conference right now.
Question. Who works at the Office of Human Resources? 3. This bedroom is clean.
Clean? You can eat your dinner off the floor.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. I need a new pair of sports shoes.
There's a shop on the corner where we can buy them.
Question. What are these people going to do now?
5. I heard Sue was turned down for the graduate scholarship. She must be upset.
She was at first, but she got over it pretty quickly.
Question. What can be learned about Sue?6. I finally found a research topic for our reading class.
Really? I'll stay up all night trying to come up with something by tomorrow.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. How can you believe the stories he tells you?
Don't you think his eyes are honest?
Question. What does the woman think of the man they are talking about?
8. How did you like spending this term as a mechanic?
In September, I'll be happy to turn the job over to the next person.
Question. What does the man think about the job?
9. I forgot my umbrella. I think I left it downstairs.
I have a hat to keep my hair dry. You can borrow my raincoat.
Question.What does the conversation tell us about the woman? 10. I think you were afraid of failure. That's why you didn't fill out the application.
I think it's safe to say you've hit the nail on the head.
Question. What does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B,You will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. The home is greatly emphasized in this treatment of our society because of its obviously vital importance. The home has many functions, and nearly all of them depend upon housing. To people in the upper third of income distribution, housing is simply a problem of choice and careful financing.For them, home ownership is attractive and desirable. However, for families with low incomes, housing is serious and sometimes a problem to overcome. With a budget that allows not more than 1/4 of the income for shelter, it frequently is impossible to secure housing that meets the minimum standards of space and health. For these people, there is too often no place to go but slums. which have an unhealthful effect not only upon the people who live in them, but on the community as a whole. Since, as has been demonstrated, slum clearance is not usually a profitable business, little help can be expected from private enterprises. It then becomes a question of whether to approve governmental help, either in the form of grants or tax reduction, to correct the problem. Many kinds of experiments have been carried on in this country and abroad, and from a continuing study of them, we may get the data for our answer. The home is greatly emphasized in this treatment of our society because of its obviously vital importance. The home has many functions, and nearly all of them depend upon housing. To people in the upper third of income distribution, housing is simply a problem of choice and careful financing. For them, home ownership is attractive and desirable. However, for families with low incomes, housing is serious and sometimes a problem to overcome. With a budget that allows not more than one-fourth of the income for shelter, it frequently is impossible to secure housing that meets the minimum standards of space and health. For these people, there is too often no place to go but slums, which have an unhealthful effect not only upon the people who live in them, but on the community as a whole. Since, as has been demonstrated, slum clearance is not usually a profitable business, little help can be expected from private enterprises. It then becomes a question of whether to approve governmental help, either in the form of grants or tax reduction, to correct the problem. Many kinds of experiments have been carried on in this country and abroad, and from a continuing study of them, we may get the data for our answer. Questions 11. Why are the private enterprises not much interested in slum clearance?
12. How could the government aid to solve the problem of slum clearance?
13. What conclusion can be drawn from this passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. As Venus is the brightest, it is the most noticeable of the planets. It is named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty. It is probably more nearly like the Earth than any other planet. During the late summer and early autumn, it may be seen as a bright evening star at a point in the sky near the place where the sun sets. Its brightness is probably due to the reflection of sunlight from great clouds that surround the planet. Perhaps you have, after sundown, noticed the effect produced by sunlight reflected from a white cloud. Although Venus, when nearest the Earth, is 25.7 million miles away, it is always much nearer the Earth than any other planet. Venus moves around the Sun in 7 1/2 of our months, that is 225 of our days, because of its dense atmosphere, its brightness, and the absence of mixed markings. And the absence of fixed markings, scientists have not been able to agree upon the length of its day. Observations support the view that the same half of Venus is always toward the Sun. As Venus is the brightest, it is the most noticeable of the planets. It is named after the Roman goddess of love and beauty. It is probably more nearly like the Earth than any other planet. During the late summer and early autumn, it may be seen as a bright evening star at a point in the sky near the place where the sun sets. Its brightness is probably due to the reflection of sunlight from great clouds that surround the planet. Perhaps you have, after sundown, noticed the effect produced by sunlight reflected from a white cloud. Although Venus, when nearest the Earth, is 25.7 million miles away, It is always much nearer the Earth than any other planet. Venus moves around the Sun in 7 1/2 of our months, that is 225 of our days, because of its dense atmosphere, its brightness, and the absence of mixed markings. And the absence of fixed markings, scientists have not been able to agree upon the length of its day. Observations support the view that the same half of Venus is always toward the Sun.
Questions 14. In which month may Venus be seen as evening star?
15. Why do scientists have difficulty studying Venus?
16. Which of the following is true of Venus?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Linda, what are some main sources to find a new job?
The three main sources are online job sites, networking through friends and family members, and checking the yellow pages.
What is the most common one?
Online job sites are the most common places to find jobs right now. You can search job sites based on your location, industry, and salary requirements. You can also limit your search to full-time, part-time, and so on.
So I should narrow down a little bit?
Yeah. Depending on your qualifications and what you are looking for, you can easily narrow your list to 3. It is best to have at least one local site close to home. The national job boards will attract more attention and more competition.
How about the networking for job searches?
Networking is one of the best ways. When a position becomes available, the first people to know about it are the employees. I accepted a position this way many years ago. A co-worker was leaving the company, and before she left, she told me. The process required very little effort on my part. I contacted her friend, who was the president of the company, interviewed for the position, and in a few days accepted an offer.
You also mentioned the yellow pages. They aren't usually the first place anyone looks for a job.
Right.
Linda, what are some main sources to find a new job?
The three main sources are online job sites, networking through friends and family members, and checking the yellow pages.
What is the most common one?
Online job sites are the most common places to find jobs right now. You can search job sites based on your location, industry, and salary requirements. You can also limit your search to full-time, part-time, and so on.
So I should narrow down a little bit?
Yeah. Depending on your qualifications and what you are looking for, you can easily narrow your list to 3. It is best to have at least one local site close to home. The national job boards will attract more attention and more competition.
How about the networking for job searches?
Networking is one of the best ways. When a position becomes available, the first people to know about it are the employees. I accepted a position this way many years ago. A co-worker was leaving the company, and before she left, she told me. The process required very little effort on my part. I contacted her friend, who was the president of the company, interviewed for the position, and in a few days accepted an offer.
You also mentioned the yellow pages. They aren't usually the first place anyone looks for a job.
Right.
Questions 17. What is the most common source to find a job?
18. What kind of jobs does Linda recommend?
19. Why is networking one of the best ways to find a job?
20. What does the dialogue mainly tell us?